8:10 on the clock right now here, and it is a second Monday of the month, and that means it's school board night all across Southeast Kansas. So we have joining us Superintendent of South Coffeyville Public Schools, Daryl Pruder. How are you doing, Daryl?
I'm doing very well, and it's board meeting for Oklahoma as well.
Yeah, Oklahoma and South. Yeah, that's right. you know, we can't forget about our Oklahomans here.
No.
You know, I was just going over the fact that it took me this long to realize. You know, we're so used to USDs here in Southeast Kansas, and you guys don't have the numbers.
We're not a USD.
You don't have the yeah. So I'm just like, it's so different because I grew up, you know, being so much into the.
We're 51.
51. Yep. Yeah. Hey, well, there you go. So, but no, we just call you South Coffeyville. So hey, that's some good stuff. What do we have on the agenda tonight?
Well, it starts at 6:30, and it is in the boardroom at the high school. A very short meeting, I think. But I never should have said that because something will happen.
No, something will happen, you know.
Yeah. Starts at 6:30, approval of the agenda, roll call. We will approve the minutes of the October meeting, the consent agenda, the treasurer report, pay the bills. Basically, we're doing that. And then really there's two items on the agenda, and one of them is to consider action on a board resolution to call for the annual board election. We have one board member up, and that'll be in April 4th. Also, that we're going to try to run another bond election in April. Going to do a little things different this year with that. We'll do the mill levy, which is still the $1 million is what we can raise, but we're going to look into some lease purchase, and if we lease purchase, we'll be able to look at the bleachers and anything that can be moved. We could lease purchase, so that'll give us an opportunity to complete a gym. You know, we were looking at the shell last year, but with the lease purchase, we'll be able to do bleachers, gym floor, the baskets, anything inside the building, but anything that can be taken out in case we didn't make our payment, they could repossess them. So that'll give us an opportunity to look at $1.7 million, $1.6 million, maybe $1.8 million, depending on what the banks would lend us. So that's an opportunity that we looked into this year that would give us a chance to really finish the gym.
And are you still looking at kind of the similar locations where it might go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Similar location, which would be just east of the high school, along in there. We own quite a bit of land in there, so we'll be looking at that. So there'll be a board election on the 4th, and then possibly the bond election. They still haven't voted on that yet. The next thing we're looking at is a Christmas bonus for staff, and they'll talk about that a little bit. And basically, that's for extra duties and things that teachers do. Other than that, basketball season is off and going. Junior high, elementary, we have fifth and sixth grade basketball.
Okay.
And we have played over in a foil tournament for all last week, and the junior high played 2 weeks ago, fifth and sixth grade. Last week was junior high. High school has been practicing hard. I don't know if we're going to be as good as we were last year.
Hey,
on the girls' side,
you gotta make them beat those expectations.
Exactly.
Now, you know.
But we have a lot of talent returning on both sides of the ball, so basketball is going to be a lot of fun this year for
Great.
Us.
I was going to ask you about that because it's weird, and you know, we got this weird lull in Kansas to where we don't start until December. But you guys are off.
Oh,
and
we're off and rolling. Yes, we've been, and that's where that gym comes in. We're trying to practice 7-8 teams in there and trying to get everything fit in, and that's very difficult to have gym class and dance practice and cheer practice and basketball practice from fifth grade boys and girls, sixth grade boys and girls, junior high boys and girls, high school boys and girls. And
well, and especially, you know, hey, if we throw in some bad weather and can't have recess, then what do you do?
Yeah, we're packed.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
We're packed. So a relatively short meeting tonight, I hope. Other than that, we have Thanksgiving dinner on Friday, and parents are invited, but they need to let us know.
Okay. So call the office?
So call the offices, and mainly it's elementary, but high school parents can come as well. But if you want to come eat with us, you need to let us know so we can prepare.
Okay, and is that during the normal, like, lunch
hour? Normal lunch hour. Okay. Whatever their child's lunch hour is, that's when they would eat.
Great. Well, very cool. What a neat idea there.
That's exciting.
All righty. Well, we'll look forward to the meeting tonight here.
Yep. It's your last meeting.
Well, I'll be there on December too.
Okay,
so we'll
two more,
and I'll bring Matt with me because he's going to have to start covering your meetings because he won an election.
Yeah, that's good. Anybody that wants to be a school board member is a special person.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got to go cover his meetings. That way we don't have a conflict of interest.
You have to bring cupcakes if it's your last meeting.
Okay, all right. That's the rule. All right, we'll work on that.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, Superintendent Daryl Pruder, South Coffeyville Public Schools. Thank you so much. And we have another preview of some school boards coming up as well. So keep it here on the Mighty 690, also an early bird edition of Open Line on the way.